For some children at a Nyakalong school in the Free State, the school term means at least one guaranteed meal a day. When caregivers at the We Care Daycare Center, based at S.A. McGathu Primary School, realized that children's need for food extended beyond the school term, they decided to keep the kitchen open during school holidays. The center, established in 2001 to support families affected by HIV, orphans, and other vulnerable children, feeds up to 200 children a day during the first week of school break. "We realize there is a need for us at We Care Daycare to provide a plate to these kids beyond the school term," says Rebecca Ndaba, one of seven caregivers at the center. Because of high unemployment in Nyakalong, many families struggle to provide even one meal a day. Hunger doesn't take a holiday. During the school term, learners at S.A. McGathu Primary School receive meals through the National School Nutrition Program. The program, a government-funded initiative available at primary and secondary public schools, provides learners with a nutritious meal at school to support concentration, attendance, and overall well-being. In communities like Nyakalong, the government's feeding scheme has become a lifeline for households that are unable to provide food for their children every day. Mantoa M. Tomini, a school-based support team coordinator and a foundation phase teacher, says feeding learners is important for their ability to learn. "As the school-based support team, our main concern is that learners must be able to learn. But a hungry child cannot concentrate," she said. "When a child has eaten, they are alert in class. That's the whole point of the policy, to support learning and the well-being of learners. But when schools close for the holidays, children no longer have access to their daily school meal through the government's feeding scheme. We Care continues feeding children during the break. They also provide meals to children from other schools. We do not only give food to S.A. McGathu learners, but also other kids from other schools like Daiwai Primary School and Tishir Letso Primary School," said Ndaba. "We can feed more than 200 learners over school recess, but others visit their relatives in other places." The center receives funding support from the Free State Department of Social Development. "What's in the pots?" Analek Getho, one of the cooks and caregivers at We Care, says the center provides a variety of food to children throughout the year, including after school during the school term. She says meals include pap and cabbage, rice with chicken and pumpkin, tinned fish and potatoes, pap and beans or samp and beans. "We cook the whole year, during school term and holidays," says Lek Getho. "We even give them snacks and fruit." For some families, the meals provided to children also help relieve hunger at home. Masabata Mafokeng, a parent and school governing body member at S.A. McGathu Primary School, said many parents in Nyakalong were unemployed, worked casual jobs, or depended on social grants. "One mother came to me and said We Care really helped her because her son gave her a plate he saved for her, because there was not enough for her and her son," Mafokeng told Healthy News. "When schools close, most parents worry about food. But here at We Care, children get a plate and they also learn. Unemployment deepens hunger." Ndaba said unemployment remained a major problem in Nyakalong. She said the area, situated near Velcom, had a long history of families depending on jobs in the mining industry. She said about 300 unemployed people regularly attended a local unemployment forum on Thursdays, hoping to find work at the mines. Ndaba said unemployment had changed the community since she grew up in Nyakalong. "As caregivers, we grew up in Nyakalong during the time almost every household had someone working in the mines, and food insecurity was not an issue in the household," she said. "Now, with fewer employment opportunities, many parents relied on social grants and casual work to provide food for their children. Community groups bridge holiday hunger gap." Free State Department of Social Development spokesperson Pabalo Kamati, who also grew up in Nyakalong, acknowledged the gap when children lose access to school meals during the holidays. "The department recognizes the critical role that community-based organizations like We Care play, especially during school holidays when children do not have access to the National School Nutrition Program," he said. "We need to understand hunger plays a very important role in shaping the behavior of a child. And as social development, we prioritize organizations such as We Care Daycare that are combating hunger." M. Tomini says the partnership between S.A. McGathu Primary School and WeCare goes beyond providing food. Caregivers also visit the homes of children who show signs of distress or stop attending school and involve social workers where necessary. DM. First published by Healthy News in an 8-part series about food insecurity in South Africa. Comments. Scroll down to load comments